On any given day, there's probably a film or TV crew working somewhere in our state. But what are they working on? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Made in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies!
Let's go see the stars!
Joining me yet again, Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She also writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Welcome back.
Good morning.
So Halloween is a few weeks away, and we get a seasonal movie from Tyler Perry. It's called Boo, a Madea Halloween.
How you doing, baby? Good to see you.
I'm glad you're here to help me with her, because there's a party around the corner, and I want to be sure she doesn't try to sneak out.
This is going
to
be so wild.
These children today. You got to drop the hammer on them.
What's the worst that can happen to her? Turn to prostitution, drugs? Hell, how you think I met your mama?
The film opens on October 21st. What's the buzz about this?
You know, what I'm really so excited about regarding this movie is it's the first project that Tyler Perry filmed at the Fort McPherson property,
which he's now
acquired. So I got a chance to interview him just the other day ahead of the release. And he talked about, you know, repurposing that historic property. It looks really great on camera. So it's really going to be interesting for longtime residents of Atlanta to see Fort McPherson in a new and really innovative new use. Of course, Madea's back in action, taking names, dropping the hammer, as your clip there suggested. It's a spooky horror movie, but it's mostly funny.
Yeah, and he also spoke at a recent press event about how he's been inspired by young actors in Atlanta.
That's why I did it, man. At this point, it would be easier for me not to do it, to relax and lay around and slow down a little bit. But looking at all the faces that are coming through the doors, how excited they are, it's really life-changing.
What did he say about being able to film here and the, I guess, the environment for movie making
in
Georgia?
Well, you know, he was just such a pioneer in the Atlanta filming industry. He was, you know, really on the forefront, you know, way before all these other projects have been lured here since the 2008 legislation that enacted these, you know, film-friendly tax policies. So he has really been able to grow his, you know, enormous empire, not only with the Madea movies, but other movies, and of course, all these different TV projects. Too Close to Home is one that's kind of timely right now. It's a political series set in D.C. I asked him if the current political season is informing his his creative process. He says he's, you know, been kind of interested in Donald Trump as a business person, as a personality. Make no mistake, he does not want him running the country. His support is fully behind Hillary Clinton. And if you checked out that funny clip that we posted on AJC.com the other day, Madea took on Donald Trump, so to speak, in character. So check that out.
Okay, so Melissa McCarthy is back. She has filmed here before. She's just came out of her role in Ghostbusters. What's her next big film?
Yeah, in the past she's done The Boss here and the Identity Thief. Now she's filming Life of the Party with her husband and director Ben Falcone. It's been sort of likened to a back to school from back in the day. She's been filming at a number of area campuses, including Agnes Scott and Clayton State University. Atlanta is blessed with, you know, so many different campuses. So it's a great place to film a movie that involves a school. She has really jumped into this role with both feet. I saw a picture of her on set the other day. There was a soccer scene and she was suited up in the goal, you know, pads on, ready for action. So this one looks like she's having a lot of fun.
She's a physical actress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to some more action. Marvel Studios also back. They seem to love Georgia.
Yeah, Marvel is putting down some roots, right?
Yeah, right. Several big films set to come out, including the very highly anticipated sequel to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with the walking thesaurus on that one.
Do not ever call me a thesaurus.
It's just a metaphor, dude.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are gonna go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
That's a clip from the first one.
Yeah.
But this new one is set to come out in May. I am really looking forward to this. Is this the only Marvel movie that was filmed here or is filming here?
Oh, my goodness, no. Marvel has really put down some roots here. Ant-Man and Captain America, Civil War have been filmed here and have been released. Up next is the Avengers Infinity War. That's, I've already started seeing some casting calls for this one. They're going to put down some roots here. They're going to be here for quite a while.
What does that mean, put down some roots?
They are going to be here for months and months. So I would not be surprised if you run into, you know, Chris Evans at Bones again, like he was spotted. I'm sorry, Chops, where he was spotted earlier. Scarlett Johansson showed up at STK Steakhouse. Wouldn't be surprised if you see some of the Avenger folk around town. Black Panther, starring Chadwick Boseman in the title role, is coming up next. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp, reprising Paul Rudd's little bitty superhero character is coming next year as well. So great to see Marvel enjoying Atlanta so well.
Edward Austin Hall tweeted to us, I've stumbled upon sets for Spider-Man Homecoming, but no actual shoots. So I'm eager for Marvel Studios' take on Peter Parker. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Jennifer Brett of the AJC. We're talking about what is filming in Georgia. So we have another film that's going to bring together a lot of really recognizable names, and it's a project called Logan Lucky. It's centered around a NASCAR event, though. So they're filming, I presume, at Atlanta Motor Speedway?
Yeah, great place for a NASCAR movie to film right here at Hampton Roads. Also going to be filming, I understand, up in Charlotte, of course, home of NASCAR. So this is an ensemble project bringing together stars including Adam Driver, Channing Tatum, Seth MacFarlane, Daniel Craig, Katherine Heigl, Hilary Swank. Good Lord, everybody is in this movie. This probably explains why Adam Driver and Chatham Tatum were spotted backstage at Music Midtown. Back in the day, they were hanging out with the Killers backstage before their set, so it looks like they were having fun.
Adam Driver, many people know from either the HBO show Girls or from starring in Star Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. So the next movie that you wanted to talk about is set around also a sports event, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. This is about a soldier's return to American society after taking a tour in Iraq.
It's sort of weird being honored for the worst day of your life.
You know things most of the rest of us will never know. That's got to weigh heavy on a young man's shoulders.
Well, I see, the thing is that you know a film's going to be serious when they've gotten a children's choir to sing a pop tune.
Yeah, man, they're not even playing around there.
That's how you know they're deep.
Yeah.
What do we hear about this one?
Directed by the great Ang Lee. This is based on the novel by the same name about returning war heroes who are sort of pressed into service once again to rally public support for the military effort. And as the clip indicated, it's a little bit more complex than it appears on the surface. Kristen Stewart's in this movie. Joe Alwyn is Billy Lynn. Also stars Vin Diesel. And I want to shout out Laura Wheel, who plays one of Billy's sisters. She's a local actress. Her day job is she's an attorney, and then just for fun, she's an actress. And so she nabbed a role in Sully not too long ago, which filmed here. That was the movie with Tom Hanks as the heroic pilot. She's also going to appear in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. So love to see local talent getting
maybe she'll have a niche as the relative of heroic men.
You know what Laura Wheel has that almost nobody in Hollywood has? A genuine Southern accent. Because, you know, sometimes when you hear Hollywood try to do a Southern accent, it just makes your ears about bleed. She's got the real thing.
I'm not the best judge on that. But let's talk about a popular TV series that's just heading to Georgia for its second season, Underground, which was the story of some plantation slaves and their plans to escape.
I've been a slave all my life. 25 years. 300 months. I'm done waiting. It's time to act, but I can't do it alone.
As long as we're together, we can do anything.
I don't know how long can this show sustain. Eventually, they escape, right?
Well, you know, we know how history turns out, so so happily that's the ending here. But of course, there were lots of folks involved in this movement. This Underground was it's set in Georgia. The first season was filmed in Louisiana, and then Louisiana started dithering around with its tax credits. Not so in Georgia; they came on down to take advantage of our tax policies here. They've been filming down the Savannah area, pushed pause for a couple of days to get out of the way of Hurricane Matthew, and I understand they're cranking back up this week. So really looking forward to seeing more from this really popular WGN series.
Okay, so actress and director Kim Fields has a new faith-based indie film. It's called A Question of Faith, and you actually spoke with Fields about this particular movie.
It's a wonderful, moving drama about three families and a tragedy that hits the families in different ways, and the journey that they are thrust upon to deal with a question of their faith and getting to the other side, peace, forgiveness, or see all of the above.
I don't think I've seen Kim Fields in anything since Facts of Life, and she was Tootie. So it's been a very long time. What made you interested in this particular film?
Oh, well, they filmed it right around the corner from my house, which was really nice of them to do. And so I was able to go visit with her. She's actually produced a number of projects between Facts of Life and the current. And then she was on The Real Housewives of Atlanta for like a hot minute and decided that wasn't maybe the greatest fit for her. Anyway, moving on. She's in this indie film, as you noted, and it's coming out next year. She plays a preacher's wife, and she's really interested in really flexing a lot of creative muscles. So I would not be surprised if we see more from her behind and in front of the camera.
We have like 30 seconds left. Can you give us whatever the current buzz is on Walking Dead?
Chandler Riggs is not dead in real life. The internet had this, rumor going around that he had passed away, and he weighed in on Twitter and said, "Oh no, still here. Looking forward to the next season, October 23rd coming up, and I am still alive."
That is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter, also still alive, Jennifer Brett. She's the AJC's Atlanta.